Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. Some of those stories involve amazing pet people. I've got to say, I'm happy to have one of our regulars, if you will, on the line with us, Terry Steuben. She's an animal communicator, an educator, an author, and she's just someone who is so dedicated to promoting the rights and well-being of all types of pets, and she's someone who is constantly doing it and putting the actions into it. Terry, welcome back. I really appreciate you coming back on the show.
Robert, thanks for having me again. Good to hear your voice.
It's great to hear yours. And I wanted to talk today about emergency preparedness. Doesn't matter what part of the country you're in, you need to be prepared. Can you tell us a little bit about some of your experiences working with animal rescues and disaster response?
Sure. I actually began a couple of years before Katrina. Had an inkling that there would eventually be something go wrong. So I got some training from a lot of different places, American Humane Association, Humane Society of the United States, so that if something did come up, that I could be on the first deployment to go out and help them. And it certainly made a difference because, as you know, something did happen. And I did get called to go, and it made a very big difference because the people who were there knew what to do, knew how to handle themselves, and could get in and effectively remove the animals because, as you know, Robert, years ago, we were not allowed to evacuate with our pets, and since then, that has all changed. Thank goodness.
How are your psychic abilities in animal communication used out in the field in these types of situations?
Well, initially, it was a little bit scary for a lot of people because if you walk up to them and say you were an animal communicator, they'd look at you like you were a Looney Tune that would be sent home pretty soon. But what happened is, for example, one little story, when I was at Katrina, there was a vet who was doing intake of the animals, and one of the animals came by, and it was a red-coated animal, a golden retriever. And all of a sudden, he goes by me, and I get this huge pain in my head. And I said, there's something wrong with that dog. And I said to the woman, there's something wrong with that dog. And he said, well, the vet's already checked him. I said, nope, we need to go right back up there. And what I did is I pulled the head apart just a little bit, and there was blood. And blood doesn't show on a red-coated animal. So I walked back up to the vet, and I said, you go back up there, because I'd already told him I was an animal communicator, and he poo-pooed me. So the next thing you know, he whistles at me and calls me over, and he says, I don't know what it is you're doing, but why don't you just stand here in case I miss anything else.
What was it like working with the Humane Society after Hurricane Katrina?
Working with the Humane Society is, they're a good group of people. They know what they're doing. Because of the training that I had already had with them, a lot of them had become friends. So it's like going out with a group of people. You already know what they're going to do. They work effectively. They also care for animals immensely. And when you're wearing one of their shirts, if you walk up and knock on somebody's door, they will let you in. They will talk to you. We would, you know, hand them food and water. It was just a wonderful experience working with them out in the field at Katrina and wildfires and all kinds of things.
What are the conditions like when you're out there in that emergency situation?
Well, they can be pretty rustic. When I first got to Katrina, I had taken myself a little pup tent and canned food and my own water. And the first couple days that I was there, I had, that's what I ate, canned food, bottled water, and we were driving around in vehicles to try and get what you could and put the kids I call the pets, in the back of a carrier and carry them back and forth between New Orleans and the site that we had in for Katrina. It can be pretty rustic. Sometimes it's not too bad. Yeah, I think it was the fourth time that I deployed with the Humane Society that I actually got to stay in a small hotel. I was very surprised that I didn't have to take my tent.
Wow. Kudos to you and all of the volunteers. I'm so in awe of the efforts that we undertake in these situations, and I think it's a testament to how much we have come to understand and value our pets in our lives. What advice do you have for pet owners on how to prepare for an emergency?
Well, the first thing I would advise people to do is to get a grab-and-go bag. And it can be as simple as for a dog, you can have their collar, their leash, have an extra, the kennel, a little bit of water, a little bit of food, put it in one of those grocery bags we carry around. That can be your grab-and-go bag. The other thing that might be important would be any medication that they're on, because you're not going to have access to medication for a couple of weeks. So those kind of things are important. And it can be something as simple. A lot of people don't think that they're anywhere near a disaster area. Well, if you've got one of those little gas stations around you that gets filled up with gasoline, and that truck explodes or it tips over or a leak comes up, they're going to evacuate the area for 5 miles. And somebody may knock on your door one day and just say, "You have to leave, and are you ready?" But most important, always take your pets with you, always.
Now that begs the question, what if you can't take your pets with you? What should you do?
Well, if you can't take your pet with you, what I would recommend you do is take a bag of food and just pour it on your floor and fill up a couple of buckets of water, because what would happen is you will be evacuated from that area. You will not be able to come back in, and they would send somebody like me with the Humane Society of the United States, American Humane Association, Best Friends, whoever is doing the disaster response, and they would come in and get your pet, or they would just leave more food and leave them where they are if they are out of danger. So always important to leave something for them to eat. If it's a big dog, you could fill up your tub. If it's a little dog, probably not the tub, because they could get in there and drown. So things to do to think ahead. If you're not at home, you should have a buddy system with a neighbor so that they could come and take your pet with them and you with theirs in case they aren't home. So those are a couple tips that can help you out with that.
Terry, such great information. I know you've written a book. It's got some other great emergency preparedness information in there. Folks, if you want to find out more about the book, more about all the incredible things that Terry's involved with and Terry does, you can visit her website, terristubin.com. That's TerriStubeN. Terry, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Robert.
We'll be right back with more Pet World Insider after these messages. Life is Pawfect is the new must-have gift book for dog lovers everywhere. This book features more than 55 themed animal portraits from the pawtographer. The pawtographer builds out actual scenes and places dressed dogs in those scenes. The portraits are accompanied by wit and wisdom for pet parents. Life is Pawfect is sure to put a smile on any pet lover's face. Life is Pawfect by the Pawtographer is available in bookstores on Amazon.com or directly through thepawtographer.com.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, "Dude, that's your ball." So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again! I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.